glad you're with us. The Travel Planner Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
Welcome back. And our guests are Deb Corbet and Dave Buskill, a couple that have just finished doing a road rally across Mongolia. We finally found somebody that I think is of the same ilk as we. Just
only,
a little more adventurous. A little more adventurous, yeah.
Only they did it.
All right, well, I do have a question now. You mentioned you have a little Nissan that you had purchased, and there were four people. Now, I'm thinking four people in a Nissan, and you're driving across Mongolia. I have seen a stock photo picture. I think it was a little Volkswagen that had a luggage rack on top of it with more luggage. It was twice the size of the car. That's kind of the impression I'm getting. How did you, what are the logistics to do this just in food and supplies and gasoline? Because I'm thinking that there's not a truck stop every 30 or 40 miles along the way in Mongolia.
Yeah, exactly. Well, food we could pick up as we went. We could stop at any village and get some eggs and bread and water. So we shopped as we went, and we carried one jerry can of gas with us, which we actually never needed, surprisingly enough.
Really?
And one of the best advice we ever got was don't bother bringing extra tires. Just use your one spare. Make sure it's good.
Make sure it's a full-size spare, yeah.
Full-size spare, yeah. And that saved us a lot of room, and then we just crammed the rest of our stuff in. And I have to say, we packed very minimal, but most of our equipment was camera gear, computers, hard drives. As travel bloggers, we just use all of that stuff. And
I know how that works. Yeah. Were you in connection? Were you in connection via satellite, or did you have a place where you could upload stuff or get connected to the web?
Well, when we could, we'd get Wi-Fi and work, but we did have our one SIM card, which allowed us to tweet and do Facebook updates from basically anywhere there was a cell signal, so that helped us out a lot. And what else did we have?
We had the girls from Social Media Atlantic Canada taking care of our blog posts for us. We would send them text messages, and they would upload our blog posts and do our tweets for us. And we also had another satellite company, the Trek 24 Solo. They were mapping our route as we went, and they were giving little updates as well because we could send them waypoints.
Well, I
so
found you.
We had a lot of people helping us without a satellite phone.
There you go. I found you on Facebook,
yeah.
And I was so glad I started following you, and I thought, oh, we got to have them on. But I have a question. Now,
thanks so much. Facebook is amazing.
Oh, it is. Kevin and I do a lot of traveling together as a couple and also on separate trips, too. How do you get along as a couple? Any tips for something like this?
In a small car across Mongolia.
Our biggest advice all the time is to allow yourself to fight.
Right, oh, that's
Dave?
Good.
Yeah. Allow yourself to fight and make sure you have compromise. That's our big thing. You got to compromise somewhere. Otherwise, it's just going to be button heads all the way across where Mongolia or wherever you're going.
You've traveled with us, haven't you?
If you hold it all in, you'll just end up exploding.
Well, Dave and Deborah, I'm gonna share something that another travel writer friend of ours told us, and it works. When you're not quite sure who's right or who's wrong, you just look at the other person and say, you might be right.
That's perfect.
Isn't it? It works every time.
I'm going to be using that one.
It works every time.
Yep.
Now, I do. Here's another point.
You're giving Dave ammunition.
Here's another point. Well, everybody assumes that this kind of travel, and I know you mentioned you have a couple of sponsors, but what does it cost? Are you people just independently wealthy, or how? What is the cost of a trip like this? Can anybody do it?
Anybody can do it, actually. The major cost for you would probably be just your airfare to get over there. The car only costs £1,000. So when you split that between four people, it's not too much. And then your only real expense is fuel.
Yeah.
Not too bad. And then fuel. So it's definitely very affordable. A lot of the people who actually do the Mongol Rally are actually younger. And just hop in a car and go, you know. And
so
it's,
your last,
it's something anybody can do.
Your last name doesn't have to be Virgin.
$2,000.
Wow. Your last name doesn't have to be Virgin.
Exactly. Well, that's our motto all the time. We're not independently wealthy at all. We like to prove to people that anybody can do it. Whether it's just a couple of people that quit our regular jobs a couple of years ago and started travel blogging, and we just travel. You can actually travel long term for cheaper than you can on a 2-week vacation because you're spending a lot of money on those.
I agree with that. Well, how old are you as a couple here? Give our listeners a little idea.
We've been together for 20 years now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right.
And I'm 40 years old, and Dave is 41.
Okay. So, well, little younger
we're
than us.
Telling everybody that you can have a great time in midlife.
Well, the cat's out of the bag now. Everybody thought I was 35.
Well, you know what? We're older than that, and we're still having a great time.
Did you carry any food with you?
Yeah, it doesn't matter how old you are, just as long as you get out there and have a bit of adventure.
That's right. Did you carry any food with you, or did you buy food along the way, and did you have any health problems?
No, we had no health problems at all. We did buy food along the way. As Deb said, we stopped in. You could always get eggs in a village or anything like that. We did bring a camp stove with us, so whenever we were camping on the side of the road, we could cook up some pasta or some eggs or anything like that. So that's really all you need to be prepared. And actually, you run into some amazing people in Mongolia. Every morning, wherever we camped or something like that, there would always be some local who would come and bring some goat cheese or some mare's milk, the fermented mare's milk that they drink there. So if you were hungry, you could always wait for them to bring your stuff along.
That sounds like fun. Are there any special regulations, or how long did it take you to get your paperwork, or are you pretty much on your own? You said you spent one day at the border at some place, right?
Yeah, we got all of our visas ahead of time, so we had to plan out our route to know exactly when we'd be entering each country. And then we just had to have all of our car paperwork in order, and that was always the hardest part of the border. They just wanted to make sure that the car wasn't being imported to the country or if you were driving through. And once you got into Mongolia, they needed all of the information that it was going to charity and that they had all of the paperwork in order. But it was really just visas and car paperwork, and then you were good to go.
How long did it take to plan from beginning to end?
It took us a whole year. So 1 year we decided, almost to the day, really.
Once
we decided we were going to do it, we got down to the planning stages of actually getting the route all outlined and how the heck we were going to actually buy a car over there. So, and as we said before, we were lucky to have some awesome sponsors and Always Rentals over in New Zealand. And they helped us out a lot, and it was great planning and looking at the route where you're going to go and deciding. And it's just tough with four people as well. Everybody has their own ideas of what they want to do.
Yes.
So it's also the Mongol Rally is a bit of an exercise in psychology as well.
Mm. I understand. We have had couples travel with us on a few occasions, and they were good friends, and it worked out well. But I could see how it could be an issue.
Oh, definitely.
Your website again, because I've only been able to see a few of the photos, and I know everyone.
You got to see the rest.
They're awesome.
Yeah, it's named after Dave and Deb, and we're called theplanetd.com. You can even search Canada's Adventure Couple, and we'll show up there as
Super.
Well.
Super. Where are you going next?
Ah, that is the question. We're working on a big trip across Canada right now.
Yeah, we're gonna do it like the pioneers. What we're gonna do is probably canoe part way across, and then hop on a horse and ride the rest of the way across. So start in Halifax and end in Vancouver. So
well, when you get halfway across, bring your canoe down to the Mississippi and float down and see us in St. Louis, if
and
you will.
Keep in touch.
Float down and wave bye.
Yeah. All right, Deb Corbet and Dave Buskill, thank you for joining us on the Travel Planner Show. It's been a pleasure. Your website once again, please.
Is theplanetd.com.
Super. Wish you best in your travels.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
We'd love to travel with you. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Sue McCarthy.
And when we come back, we're going to speak with Diane Losfeldt of the Chateau Longueron in Montpellier, France.
Mm.